touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that is. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do it. What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
This is your pilot speaking. You're checking in to Anything to Declare with your on-air hostesses, Joey and Libby.
Come fly with.
Hello, welcome to Anything to Declare with Joey and Libby.
Hello, hello.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, first and foremost.
I like that you're wearing a green dress, Joey.
You are also wearing green.
I am. It's a bit concealed, but I got it.
Peter Pan top.
I got it going on, yeah.
I've actually seen a few people wearing green today, so here's to our Irish heritage. I have some.
Do you?
Yeah, mum's Irish.
Definitely don't have any.
Yeah.
But
I think everyone does a bit. So today, because it's St. Patrick's Day, we're going to be talking about fun festivals across the globe. Weird ones, funny ones, ones we've even been to.
Yeah.
And we've got a special guest with us who's going to Coachella. And that's like the best festival ever because everyone's sexy and everyone is American.
Which makes it good.
Which makes it the best.
So we'll chat to Alice in a moment. Obviously at 5:30 we'll have our international song of the week.
Agony Aunts. Always.
Agony Aunts will be coming in. We've had an absolute flood of messages.
Have
this week.
We? I haven't actually looked at the message board, but I'm very glad you have.
We genuinely have to expand the data on that account because the storage is just way
we'll
out.
We'll get on the Dropbox 25 gigs. Okay, sure.
We'll pay for that upgrade.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Cool, Mum. So that's to come.
So the music this week,
Just Women. I'm super happy because it's International Women's Week. Arguably, International Women's Week is every week of my life because I'm a big fat feminist. But today we've got all classics, female remixes.
Yeah,
we have a male touch, but it's mainly women.
So we just had Tina Turner.
What's Love Got to Do with It?
And what have we got now, Joe?
Bit of Natasha Bedingfield.
I am unreal. victim, can't read my mind, I'm undefined. I'm just beginning, the pen's in my hand, ending unplanned. Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find. Reaching for something in the distance, so close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions, feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you, only you can let it in. No one else, no one else can speak the words on your lips. Trace yourself in words unspoken, live your life with arms wide open. Today is where your book begins, the rest is still unwritten. Sometimes my tries are outside the line. We've been conditioned to not make mistakes, but I can't live that way. Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find. Feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you, only you can let it in. No one else, no one else can speak the words on your lips. Trace yourself in words unspoken, live your life with arms wide open. Today is where your book begins.
As we all know, that was Natasha Renningfield with Unwritten. If you haven't seen The Hills, you haven't lived.
Yeah, honestly, the best thing.
Maybe a big shout out to Brody's brother, whose name escapes me, whose girlfriend is pregnant.
Is it not Brody?
No, it's not Brody.
Jenna.
It's the Jenna.
The other Jenna.
The other Jenna, his girlfriend's pregnant. So congratulations to them. Another Kardashian branch.
That
born.
We can just live in, apparently, yeah, their life.
Exactly.
Today we're joined by Alice. Hello, Alice.
Hi.
Alice, come on in.
Hi, guys.
So Alice was on a year abroad in California last year. So do you want to just let us know whereabouts you were and what you were doing there?
Yeah, I was in sunny Santa Barbara, University of California, Santa Barbara.
So
just
jealous.
North of LA.
You are the most hated person in the study abroad.
Yeah, can I just say, the most popular.
California was the one, wasn't it?
So oversubscribed.
Living the dream.
Did it live up to it?
Oh yeah, stereotypes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You should have run on last week. Stereotypes, all about stereotypes.
Yeah.
Last week.
Yeah,
wasn't invited.
Sorry. Surfing, barbecues on the beach, all that stuff.
Are we in Australia or America?
No, same thing. Red cups, parties, beer pong.
Yeah, they love that. They really love it.
They like the fraternity scene and stuff.
Oh, I've never even heard that term.
Fraternity.
Dages. Rages.
Yeah. Oh, raging.
Yeah, rages. Actually, what did you guys do on St. Patrick's Day last year? Was it big in America? Because it's huge in Canada.
Oh, God. Americans love it.
They do. They're all immigrants, and a lot of them came from Ireland. So there's a lot of... And, like, they used to tell
Irish
us that all the time.
Irish diaspora. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Diaspora.
Nice. Good knowledge from our...
I always say diaspora, but it's diaspora.
Diaspora,
yeah. Well, no, it's a little town, and there's a pub called Dublin's, which everyone flocks to.
Yeah. And it's like
with
in the
glasses,
morning.
Glasses, you know, with little leprechauns on.
Yeah. Did you dress up last year? Because you're definitely wearing pink today, and I'm not impressed.
Green will come on later, don't worry.
Oh. Later, where are we off to, Libby?
We're going to select it tonight.
Hashtag selected.
We're really excited about that. That's at the Faversham.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alice is keen as well.
£5 before 10, £7 after?
Yeah. Or six online.
Six online.
Whatever you want. Bit of a lottery. Now, I like that. Yeah. Bit of excitement there. Yeah. Are you going to pay today?
Am I going to pay 60p more or not? So great. So last year when we were in Canada, we had to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
I had an exam. Midterm. Don't worry, I smashed it. And then I arrived at the exam dressed up in green with glitter on my face and like fake tattoos everywhere, and they were all in trackies like just coming to the exam, and then they were going to get ready, so I don't know what I was really thinking.
Who is this international
kid? Yeah, exactly, just taking it way too far. And then you went to these like weird day house parties.
Keggers, so like people's houses. They charge you to go in. You probably do this in America too. Because they pay for like big barrels of stuff. I didn't pay, but like
big barrels
people,
of beer.
Big barrels of beer, sure. Not just like any just big barrels, you know.
So do a keg stand.
That was basically you just go and you have like a cup and a tap and everyone's just drinking, and then by like midday everyone's in bed apparently. But not us.
We drank till about 2, then we had pizza.
Pizza.
Don't forget the pizza. Big one each. And then we hit the club, Jack's, which was like the local
and we
dive.
Were there for hours.
We got in at 1 PM, we left at 1 AM. That's no lie.
Yeah.
And the only place you could go was like this rubbish rooftop. It was a weird experience, definitely. But they dyed all the beer green, which is going to be like space tonight.
Like space.
Not that we're going. And
make your own home.
They just really, really went for it. And it's kind of like they have homecoming and they have St. Patrick's Day, and those are 2 days. They wake up at 8 AM and get on the Pabst.
They love it.
They
love it.
Yeah, they do.
So what else? You've got some other festivals.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about some weird festivals across the world. So I've been looking up some weird festivals. And I found a few. So, guys, I want to know if you would attend.
Okay.
Because there are some dangers associated with it all, I reckon. First of all, the tomato wrap thingy in Valencia.
Definitely.
I was thinking of photos yesterday, a vision of one tomato just hitting me in the eye. Maybe like a cherry
it
tomato.
Oh,
like really
like bullets.
Yeah.
It could be blood, you don't mind.
And then, like, crying in the middle of the tomato. And like, think about all the waste of the tomatoes. Like, think
That's
about
true.
All the passata that could be made, or like chopped tomato
tins. I'm sure
tins.
People collect it afterwards.
Chopped tomato tins.
Bring out their tops.
Do you reckon? Yeah. Spag Bolton nectar.
My friend actually did do that though, and turned out she was allergic to tomatoes, and she got massive rash.
What a nightmare.
She didn't know that until she was.
Do you get covered in tomatoes often, Joey?
Well,
I mean,
when I
when you bathe,
I go deep. the next one is the Holi Festival, which has actually come to the UK and other places.
Yeah.
It has, hasn't it? Yes, this throwing of the dry paint.
Which
looked beautiful. They had it in London in the Battersea
Power
Station.
They had like a day
station.
Festival thing or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it looked really great. Saw a few of my friends there. Obviously, everyone's in hot pants, little vests, like, come here. they look great. So the third one, I would say... probably no for me, but the running of the bulls.
Yeah, no.
Oh.
Do you back yourself?
If you had someone to protect you,
So if you're in a car driving away from the bulls, yeah. When I was in Nicaragua, I went to see this bullfight, and they kind of sit around on plastic chairs, like behind chicken wire. I mean, there's nothing. There's nothing protecting you.
Oh, no.
And these bulls get run out, and they get. It was quite horrible, actually. They get tasered to, like, make them more angry and stuff. Oh. So they, like, chase after these men.
Yeah.
But then the minute they chase after them, they run away. They run up the walls, so up onto the chicken wire in front of you. Kind of.
What, the bulls
or
the men?
The men. So the bulls are running around. The guys, like, climb up. They do this every Sunday.
And then they kill the bulls, don't they?
No, they use them every week because
yeah, but they have restaurants by like which they
nom nom nom. But the guy I was travelling with, that's a big Australian guy, that he decided he wanted to get involved, like masculine, you know, just wants to show off. So he climbed up the wall and then hit the bull on the head with his foot. And like trying to get him angry because they can't really do much.
Are you allowed to do that?
Anything to kind of spur them on. Anyway, so the bull flipped him. So he was on the wall and the bull ran at the wall. His foot got caught on his horn. He did a cartwheel in the air and stuck and then flat on the ground.
Oh my gosh.
And he fell about 3 foot maybe, which is like no, way more than that.
Large enough.
7 foot.
Sure.
Like it was big, more than human. And he had to sit at the hostel with his leg up, like scars everywhere, like blood pouring from him. But he was like, yeah.
So have you seen that picture with the bullhorn through the man's neck?
Oh, please.
I think we're sacking off all about the bull running on
the
bulls.
Yeah, we are not going.
Google running on the bulls. So we've got some other ones here. What do you guys think Hideaki Matsuri means in Japanese?
Alice?
Can you repeat that?
I don't know if my accent's right, but Hideaki Matsuri.
Nothing.
Something of lights.
It's the goddamn naked festival. So you and thousands of people just get loaded naked, and then just hang out with each other and hug and stuff. I think it's like to celebrate the body.
All ages. I don't know if I'm.
It's pretty much like what's going on right here now in the studio.
Yeah, well, the green being thrown up, the dress on the in the corner. Yeah. So, I mean, apparently it happens at different spots around Japan. I don't know if you might buy tickets and just turn up, but it's like a more like a soulful experience then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there music playing or is it literally just people wandering around?
I don't know. I haven't looked straight into it.
Maybe you'll love me too.
Hello, you're still listening to Anything to Declare with Joey and Libby. Today, we've got Alice, as we just spoke to a minute ago. Laura's just ran on in here. Hi, Laura.
Hello.
So Laura did a year abroad in Australia. You might have heard us chat to her last semester.
Yeah.
And we've actually got a game lined up now.
We did.
Now, I must apologise for the last game that I invented, which went slightly terribly wrong, you could maybe say.
Yes.
Not last week. Last week was great, Joey. Your game was good last
week.
Thank you. Week before with Matt and Georgie,
I lost, essentially,
when I was running the game. So what's going to happen is these guys have told me about stories or things that have happened on their year abroad, and we've all got a piece of paper in our hands that we've drawn out of a hat, and we're going to read what's on the piece of paper, and the rest of us are going to ask whether or not it's true.
Have you seen Would I Lie to You?
Would I Lie to You? Yeah. So, Joey.
Just think of Libby as Rob Brydon.
Her face.
On Rob Brydon's face.
Yes, sure.
Yeah.
Quite an attractive image.
So my first.
Yeah, Joey, you go first.
Okay, I haven't seen this, and I'm just going to quickly look, and then I'm going to read it out.
Okay, have a quick look first. Yeah, I recommend that. And then we're going to have to ask you.
When I was at a music festival in Canada, I thought it would be a good idea to climb the ice sculpture. Unfortunately, I slipped and ripped my jeans, and I ended up with minor frostbite.
So what festival were you at, Joey?
It was at Igloo Fest in Montreal, which was a really good time.
And what shape was this ice sculpture?
It was a woman. It was a tall woman.
She kind of had
her hands in the air. There was like a group of the kind of people, like they're trying to, I think it was supposed to represent the people at the festival. So it was man and two women maybe. And I thought it'd be a good idea to like get on the end and like join in for a photo opportunity, because obviously that's what my life.
How you managed to climb an ice sculpture?
Well, I would say steps up to the top, and then there was the woman up there, a woman and men. It was slippery, and that's hence why I slipped. And then my jeans took a rip.
So I guess you weren't wearing the right kind of clothes.
I was wearing very tight jeans, which doesn't really happen that often.
So where did this frostbite come?
Yeah, whereabouts on your body this occur?
I would say upper back thigh. Yeah.
Sure.
So your bum.
My bum. You know, my bum.
Yeah. Okay, guys, what do we think? What do we reckon?
I can just say minor frostbite is quite a painful experience. Like, it becomes really hot, which is weird.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like burnt. It burns.
I had it once from playing in the snow, and then we got into a hot bath. That was just
the
ice bucket challenge. No.
So I haven't frostbite my bum because
I
tried.
Do we think it's true or is this a lie? Did Joey get frostbite on her bum last year in Canada?
I think when she read it, she would have found it more like, ah, good times. But she read it quite like matter of fact. So I'm thinking it could
I'm just
be a
bluffing,
lie,
surely. I'm just putting on a good.
Oh, yeah, I think it's a lie.
You think it's a lie? Do you think it's a lie, Laura?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're saying it's a lie.
It is a lie.
It's a lie. Yeah. It's good, Joey.
Thank you. I thought I was right. I don't know why I said a woman. I was thinking lion, but I said woman. Yeah, exactly. I don't know why lion and woman. But maybe it's because I'm fierce on the inside.
That was good, Joey. That was good.
Okay.
Laura, do you want, or Alice, who wants to go
next?
I'll
go, okay.
Laura's going. Have a quick look at it first, of course.
When I was on my year abroad in Australia, I got stung by a box jellyfish, so a 57-year-old local man had to urinate on my ankle.
At least it was your ankle, not your upper back thigh.
True.
Upper back thigh. Wait, so why did it have to be a local man? Like, where were you?
Why local?
Why not your friends?
You know when they say in Friends, like, you should pee on it? Like, me and my friends were like, oh, I don't know. But then this man came running over and was like, yeah, you have to pee on it. You have to pee on it. And literally just peed on me. Like,
luckily,
right,
he had to go right at that.
He was ready.
So he was like, I got this. Don't worry, guys. I got this.
Yeah, he had, like, a beer on him as well. So I'm sure it was.
How deep were you? Just ankle?
Yeah, like, depth. I was just, like, paddling into the water. Literally, like, basically.
What does a box jellyfish look like?
They're, like, tiny. You can't even see them.
Right.
And you can, like, die from these things.
Really? Oh, so he... God,
he saved my life.
This guy should be getting a round of applause.
So how did it feel after?
Did you find out his name?
I think it was Jerry.
Jerry.
That's
Jerry.
The coincidence, Jerry. Uncle Joey, and you Jerry? Just looked at me.
Joey, what's his name?
Yeah.
And how did it feel after, you know, post-urination? Did he do the job? Like,
oh, yeah. It definitely, like, made it feel much better. Because, like, we got some, like, antiseptic cream after as well. That didn't work so well. But the pee... really the right out.
Sorted it out. Save your life.
Okay, what do we think?
I actually think she's telling the truth.
Alice?
I think it could be the truth. You know, you don't know what Australians are like.
So we're saying it's true? Laura, is that true or not true?
Nah.
That's not true, but that was so good.
She did the whole, I'll laugh and make it look like I knew about it.
Yeah.
God damn. But I've been swindled.
In seriousness, whole year in Australia, never got stung by a jellyfish.
Yeah, it's my biggest fear.
Last summer, went to Menorca with some friends. Literally, we're wondering, we're like, why is no one swimming in this part of the sea? But off the jetty, we used to swim all the time. Apparently, didn't really think that the jellyfish liked to come in. Me and my friends were like, yeah, let's jump in, take a funny photo. Jumped in.
Oh, nice.
And literally, I was like, I felt like a sting, and I looked around, and I was like, oh my God, we are literally surrounded by jellyfish. And we were like screaming, oh, like floundering to get out. And my friend did actually take the deed and pee on me.
Yeah, I was going to say, you did do it in the end.
But this is not a 50.
I like it. You're taking things that are just slightly true.
Yeah. Slightly true, but made them fake.
Okay, right, Alice, right. You're up.
Okay, let's see. So, on my year abroad, I broke down in the desert. And after a 7-hour wait, I ended up riding shotgun in a tow truck with a Mexican man called Pancho.
Called Pancho?
Pancho's a great name.
Instead of Poncho, Pancho.
Pancho!
Was he wearing Poncho?
I really want to see
him. He had a thick moustache.
Mexican hat.
How long did you drive in his car for?
A good 4 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Why was the Mexican in the tow truck too?
Mexican was driving the tow truck.
Oh, so you got towed by him?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
This is going to be delicious. Where were you going?
Well, I was on my way back from skiing, believe it or not.
In the desert, Alice.
Believe it or not, yes. Many people don't know that, but you can ski. And I was going back to Santa Barbara, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
Were you on your own?
No, I was with two guys, two of my friends.
What are their names? It's a lie.
In the desert.
Also, Pancho's a name that Livy would like to write out here on air, so I think it's a lie.
Sorry. Pancho and a poncho. You think it's a lie? Laura, what do you reckon?
Yeah, I think it's a lie.
It's a lie? Alice, was that true or was that a lie?
It was true!
What? We're so good at this game.
Oh, you just pretend to lie.
I know.
Right, now I get it.
Okay, guys.
Pancho, he was a legend.
But how come you can't remember your guy friends' names?
Oh, you know, I've got bad memory.
Oh, I thought she was pretending.
So, usually at this time of the week, at 1:30, we play an international song. So this week we have got Aeroplane, We Can't Fly. These are a couple of guys from Belgium.
Ooh.
Used to be a couple
two
of guys.
Men.
Used to be. Now it's just one. Like a
is
guy
a
called
man?
Nito.
Is it a man?
It's a man, but we'll pretend that it's a woman plane. We'll be right back.
That was Aeroplane with We Can't Fly. Men, but that's okay because it was a good song. Liked it. Right now, it's Agony Aunt. So this is when people who listen to the show, who are addicted maybe on repeat every week, come in, get on their computers, library log on, whatever, and they decide to ask us questions that they need the advice for.
So kind of like an Agony Aunt session when they're abroad or going abroad. You know?
So we've got four Agony Aunts here. Willing.
So, girls, are we ready for this? We need your help here. That's why we called you in.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's go.
Dear Joey and Libby, help. I'm abroad in Canada and it's St. Patrick's Day today, which obviously means drinking all day. However, I have a midterm exam at 2 p.m. All my friends are currently doing keg stands, but I've had enough of cramming for exams. Do I quickly smash a pre-test Jaeger bomb on the pretense that it will boost my creativity, or should I wait until I'm done with my exams? From particularly parched Percy.
Okay.
So, Joey, you were saying that you did an exam.
I did have an exam, but luckily for me and unluckily for Percy, it was at 9 a.m. So at 11 a.m. I could go out and, you know.
So did you have a drink beforehand? Or
I didn't.
Prioritise his studies.
I think this person needs, Percy the person, should prioritise the study and not drink.
Yeah?
But I know that you...
I disagree.
I know that you will have a different... I guess they do. He does only need to pass.
He might like help.
But it's going to be rubbish if an hour in he's like, I'm so sleepy.
That's true.
If you don't finish that. Jaeger bomb. Yeah. That's going to get you going.
Red Bull. That's true.
And
so personally, unanimous advice is that you bloody go for it.
Bloody go for it. I mean, he's only got like, what, 20 minutes now until the exam.
Yeah, exactly. No time difference.
Yeah.
5 hours behind.
Yeah. So this is helpful.
Who was in Canada last?
No, this is helpful.
Oh, they're behind.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
God, you lived there for a year.
What is time difference? He's going to go for it. Next one. Dear Anything to Declare, I dyed my hair blonde because I'm currently in the Southeast Asian sun. However, I made the fatal error of swimming in the pool earlier when it was particularly toasty. My hair is now green, but surprisingly doesn't look too mouldy. Do I pretend it was intentional from St. Patrick's Day, or risk paying to getting it re-dyed in a local hair salon? From Not So Goldilocks Grace.
Definitely just stick with it.
Yeah?
Stick with it.
I like how relevant these are for today.
It's perfect. I mean, I'm glad you just...
Maybe even enhance the green a bit more, you know?
Yeah. I know a girl who just recently dyed her hair green.
And?
She looks great. Really?
Did she do it for St. Paddy's or just...
No, I think she did it to look cool. It does look cool.
You've probably got to choose complementary colours to wear it with, I think.
Yeah. It's more of a bluey green, though.
Okay, well, she could definitely enhance it.
Yeah, maybe she could go with more of a blue.
Or more of a bluey green.
It's very dip dye, very trendy on trend.
Oh, dip dye it even. Mm.
Yeah,
mm.
Maybe.
So what, green and then another colour on the bottom?
Maybe orange.
Oh, really?
Red, same patch as there,
yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, like a leprechaun on her head.
Yeah,
I'm sure she can pull that off.
But I mean, yeah, I guess the risk...
She shouldn't bleach your hair.
The risk in the local...
And then what's she doing in the local? I mean, come on, girl. Why she's in the sea? She's in Southeast Asia. Why should a pool?
Risk the hair dye there anyway, like,
yeah,
but like,
also, Southeast Asian salons, I'm not sure they're going to be any trustworthy as the pack of the bleach, so
yeah,
I would say stick with it,
or
shave your head,
boys.
Or shave
go full Jessie J and shave your head.
It's always an option
in Southeast Asia. I feel like the beauty salons, so cheap, so great, but yeah, some of the treatments you just don't want to go for.
Exactly. So
So here we go. Next up, guys, is actually from Worried Wendy.
Oh, my favourite woman. Shira.
So,
I don't know if you guys
she's
know.
She's still there.
Worried Wendy is a woman who, her daughter went travelling a couple of weeks ago and she felt a bit nervous. So she emailed us saying, like, you know, is my daughter going to be okay? She went to Honduras. What do? Do I stay in touch? Do I get her home phone? I'm a bit scared. And then every week she's coming with a new, different element to her life. She's now going away. She's going to Goa in May.
Yeah.
Because she's decided if her daughter's gone away, why should she sit at home worrying when she could go and meet her?
Quite right.
We're just getting the worried out of Wendy here. Mm-hmm. And so here's what she's got to say. Dearest Joanna and Elizabeth.
Oh, so formal.
Firstly, I'd like to thank you for all your hugely helpful and inspiring advice.
Oh, well, inspiring. I like that.
There are a couple of adjectives I've never heard. Being a mother, I'm obviously used to packing. But I have never been on a backpacking excursion before.
Ah.
I'm naturally hugely safety conscious, particularly for my belongings and physical well-being. So I was wondering if you have any tips on being safe whilst looking safe. Fondest wishes. Safe, you know. Worried Wendy.
Okay, first of all, she's not going to have to worry about looking safe. I'm sure she's 100% on point.
Yeah, she, I mean, we don't know, but
she's
yeah.
on fleek all day
she's
long.
Got it. Yeah. She's got
what
it.
About a fanny pack?
Yeah. Fanny
exactly.
Pack. We're big believers
in fanny
pack. You
get the small money belts that you can put underneath your clothes.
But why do that when you could just flash it out? Because, Joey, come on, you got me with this. On a night out, there's nothing more practical and stylish than
you can do it on your shoulder, wear it as a handbag, on your belly.
So many angles.
Just above your upper thighs. So, yeah. I completely agree, but at the same time, backpacking might be a bit tricky for old age back problems. I'm getting a bad back. I'm 22, so
do you reckon she needs a wheelie bag?
No, I still think backpacks are much more easier.
Yeah, she. I think
or a chauffeur,
or she could hire a person to come. Why don't you pay for one of us to come? We'll carry her.
Yes. Oh. Okay,
that's the solution.
But how are we going to decide?
It's me. The first correspondence was with Wendy and I, so I feel like we have a certain connection.
You have a bond.
I actually went on a school trip to Japan, and I'm such a goody two-shoes, I offered to carry the teacher's bag the entire time, and she loved it.
Yeah,
she was a midget. She was maybe like 3'9".
I mean, similar to you then. And,
yeah. For the record, radio, I'm 5'5", so
whoa.
And you're already 5'8".
What? Like 9.5? Okay, carry on.
Sorry.
Average height for a woman is 5'3".
Is it?
So you're killing it, Joey.
Lanky mother. Anyway, so I'd say maybe she should make friends with some youngins in Goa. That would happen.
Yeah, that would happen.
But she should be careful and get a bag with support. That's very important.
Yeah, you can get them like properly fitted.
I mean, not
back
with support, a bag with support.
You know, she wasn't quite asking about back support. Wasn't she asking about safety?
Yeah, but she's safe, so it's good.
She's safe.
Bring a padlock.
Yeah, definitely bring a padlock.
Padlock for the backpack and bum bag on the day person. Yeah.
Keep things on your person.
Under the shirt, over the shirt. You know,
in and around the shirt.
In and around the shirt.
Yeah, there we go, Wendy. So, I mean, she'll be off by the time we're back on air, because this is our last show
this
semester.
I'm sure she'll contact us. This is the last show this semester. We've got a 4-week break, and we're going to come back for three more shows.
Hopefully. I mean, if they take us. Yeah.
Well, they will.
So, yeah, this is Kate Bush. Remix.
Remix.
Thank you.
A really lively studio today because just then Scarlett just ran on in. Hello, Scarlett.
Hello.
A real life graduate in the studio. How do you feel, guys?
An adult amongst children.
We are us kids here. So, Scarlett, you've been on radio before, I believe.
I have. This isn't my first time.
This isn't a seasoned professional. but what do you think about Anything to Declare? I mean, you've only been here about 2 minutes.
Yeah, I know. Not much to declare at the moment. I'm trying to think.
Just tired.
Yeah, that's okay.
You got caught up in horrible traffic.
That is what.
Bad traffic in London, eh?
Yeah, it took me over like 45 minutes to get out of London. Standstill traffic, needed a wee. It was all pretty stressful.
Oh, no one needs that.
No.
But Alice, did you have something to declare? Because usually this is the point in the show where we, you know, ask our guests if there's something they want to leave behind at the border, if they have anything
something
to declare.
I don't really want to share, but...
Maybe. Just something that you probably wouldn't want to do in England.
Or again.
I think what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but I might have to share this with you.
Oh, is it a Vegas story?
I went on a fraternity trip to Vegas. My boyfriend.
Frat.
A
nerdy
frat trip, yeah.
That's so cool.
And we went to some nightclub called Surrender.
Surrender your dignity.
Yeah, and ended up getting a bit merry. Ended up actually going back to the Playboy suite.
Ooh.
Oh my god.
Where? Drunk on a rotating bed.
This is amazing.
And getting a bit too merry that ended up doing a naked undie run. On the strip around Vegas.
No!
Oh,
that's amazing! But
that is amazing.
Let's keep that under wraps.
Where was the... Well, it's not like on the radio or anything. Where was the Playboy suite?
It's in the Palms Hotel.
Haven't they got like an amazing pool that like
infinity
just
pool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
sauna.
So cool.
Who invited you up there?
Hef.
You know, there's money. Yeah. No. Yeah.
Amazing.
Alice,
that's a really
that is a
good
great
one.
Story.
What like, do you reckon?
I think you didn't get caught, did you?
Well, I don't know. There was cameras going around, but...
But like, you were a goner. Yeah, you were just so quick.
I might be famous out there. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you remember that time that girl was running down the street?
Like, newest Playboy bunny goes wild.
That's great, Alice. That's great. We'll give you a fine. Couple of grand. I mean,
we don't know what we're doing.
We don't know what currency we're even in.
Dollars.
I mean, we're going dollars.
Dollars. Okay. I'm going to go 20 grand. That's
okay.
Pretty big. Naked on the strip.
But like a great claim though to have been there on the old rotating
that's
bed.
Yeah, that is a special.
I've not done it. Went to Vegas. Did not do that. I went to his Steve Aoki pool party. Kill me now. Literally, can you think of anything less me? I was there.
I think
getting
I'd want to definitely do the whole like get married in Vegas because you
get
can,
married.
No, because you can get it. No, apparently if you don't pick up your apparently if you don't like pick up the papers the next day, they've made it now, so you have to go and pick up the papers.
Oh, that's good.
And apparently if you don't pick up the papers the next day or something like that, then it's annulled. But how cool that!
My friend
be
is
like,
legally
oh, yeah.
married in Vegas really? At the moment. She's in the process of trying to get it.
Really?
How yeah, does she end up doing
so
that?
Cool. Alice, you're that wild time. I can't believe this.
Yeah, well, that's not me, that's her.
She's got to deal with that.
You were the witness. Okay, it's coming to the end of the show. Thank you so much, Scarlett, for your brief.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm late.
And Alice for the story, because that was really, really a great one, actually, to end the
And Laura to briefly have come in.
That was great, too, with her pitter breath.
Pitter
brat. The new pitter sunbites and the quite smelly.
Poor girl.
So it's the come to the end of the semester. It's 4 week break.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Libby, on doing her dissertation.
Yes, I'm Alice. Woo-hoo. We smashed that.
Congratulations.
Joey's got hers to come, so good luck with that.
Thank you very much. I'm going to be doing that over Easter, and I'm sure you guys will be working hard as well.
Apart from Scarlett.
Yeah, I work pretty damn hard. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, thanks again, guys, for listening. And we're going to go out with Florence the Machine.
Sometimes I feel like throw my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you've got the love I need to see me through. Sometimes it seems the Lord is just too rough. Can't be gone no matter what I do. Now and then it seems like life is just too much. But you've got the love I need to see me through. When food is gone, you are my daily need. Oh. When friends are gone, I know my savior's love. He's real. You know it's real. You've got the love. 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 Time after time, I think, oh Lord, what's the use? Time after time, I think it's just no good. Cause sooner or later in life, the things you love, you lose. But you've got the love I need to see me through.